Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Do you ever do it when you're driving or in a car?
What do you mean?
Like, my dad used to do it, but now I do it. Like, my buddy and I, we stop into a Target and a Costco.
Okay.
We're up at Smoky Point, right? It's a big area.
Look at that boy finding a parking spot right over there.
No, but like, as he pulls out, now we want to go get a beer. And I go, hey, there's a Boston's. Hey, look, there's a Red Rock. And I like named three. And then I went, hey, I could just stop. You could see.
That's a Miles thing. Miles tells you everything that he can see.
I read every sign out loud. That is one thing. Pig and a pancake. But the breakfast is pretty good there. Yeah. Pig and pancake. I like
that. Miles, I'm 100% with you. Like, I was driving up north a few weeks ago, and my buddy, I met him, I don't know, wherever I met him, or I met him in Anacortes, and I was going, hey, man. You know that family restaurant? Is that any good? And he's like, yeah. Why are you asking? And I go, well, I drove by it on the side. There was a line. It was 11. I figured it must be pretty good.
No, they're on strike. Of course it's good.
Yeah.
Why else is there a line? Is that good, man?
Yeah, that's why I like when William called before the break. Like, shapow!
Yeah, no, that's what made me think of it. Everything has a sound effect.
Zap! What movie do you guys just absolutely hate? Or you just, you don't understand the hype? Maybe it didn't necessarily suck completely, but you just didn't get it.
All right. I will avoid naming kids' movies because that's obvious. Talking about you, Frozen.
Well, they're not for you.
A movie that I absolutely hated. I've only walked out of the theater once, and it's not that this movie has any kind of hype, but I'm a teenager, and there's like six of us there. It's a movie called Night Flyers. I don't entirely remember what the plot was, but we're struggling to get through this movie because we paid money. And we're teens, so it's not like we have a lot. And we got up, and we ended up walking out of the movie, right? And then we're talking to someone that Monday in school about this god-awful movie. And they're like, well, when did you guys leave? And we explained the scene that was happening when we got up and left. And they're like, that's honestly the climax. We're like, what? I can't explain it. It was just such a bad, bad movie. But there was no hype around
it. I think the one that I remember the most, Jaws is obviously an iconic movie.
Yeah.
As a child, you know, when they came out with a sequel, you're not as critical as an adult who can logically determine if this is a piece of crap or not. Right?
Sure.
Yeah. So Jaws 2 came out, and it was still scary for us.
It was okay.
It was fine. It wasn't the greatest sequel ever. No one even ever talks about it, but it was still okay. Then Jaws 3 came out in 3D, and we were fired up because this was one of the first major movies that wasn't necessarily rated R, that we could go and watch.
Yeah.
Because most of the 3D movies were horror movies, and a lot of them
and were boobs and everything else.
Were rated R at the time. And I can't remember who it was that was, they did have glasses at the theater, but it was like something else, like 7-Eleven's convenience stores. You could go there and get, you know, with purchase.
I remember that. They give you the glasses.
They give you the glasses. Yeah. So when the movie was going to be shown, you take these glasses in and, you know, you could watch it in 3D.
And keep in mind, if you didn't go to 7-Eleven to get the glasses, you didn't get glasses. Like, they didn't have extras at the theater. I mean, it was like you went to 7-Eleven.
You got the glasses.
Got your glasses. Then you go to see it.
Right. And the movie was just absolutely horrible. Like, the movie wasn't even about anything. There was no plot associated with the movie. It was just to glamorize the 3D effects, which at the time were so remedial, they weren't really worth the whole...
No.
There was like one or two moments where things got 3D.
Right, because it makes something jump out at you, but the movie was terrible. Hot trash. Yeah. Actually, some good ones from the text. All right, so Rocky Horror Picture Show. I can't argue that, but it's so campy and stupid, I understand why people like it. I'm not one of those people, but I understand. But Avatar, they say it's the most overrated movie I've ever seen. I agree with you so much. I think that movie is...
I'll agree that it was overrated.
It's just trite crap. Like, you've seen this story before a million times. All they did was a situation you've seen in every movie you've ever seen, just make the people blue.
Correct.
And we're done. But I think James Cameron is completely overrated, because I thought the same thing with Titanic. It's just this big, long, I don't think the movie was good.
Yep.
You know, there's nothing about it.
Yeah, it's hard to find movies that, like, because unlike, like, songs you don't like, unfortunately, you're going to hear them again.
Oh, yeah.
But like, with movies you don't like, it's pretty easy. You just don't have to see them again.
Yeah, but Avatar, I'm right there. And I couldn't believe the second Avatar movie did as well as it did, because I thought the first one was such crap. Never saw the second one. And somebody says Beetlejuice. My wife loves Beetlejuice. Like, it's okay.
It's fun. We just watched it. It's fine.
It's all right. And Blair Witch Project. Which
Blair Witch, I think
I've
heard.
Depends. Yeah. When it first came out and people weren't quite sure whether this was quote-unquote actual found footage, it made it interesting. Because whether it's good or not, it was just an effed up situation. You're like, man, I hope no one went through this. But if you already know the deal with it, then it's really not that good of a movie.
Reason we asked, what movie did you think sucked? No one puts Baby in a corner, but they're about to put her on Broadway. Variety reports that Lionsgate is adapting Dirty Dancing for the stage, with the showing maybe debut in late 2025. Dirty Dancing the Musical has tapped Eleanor Bergstein, who wrote the screenplay for the original film with Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey. She's going to write the show's script. In the meantime, Tony Award nominee Lonnie Price, who played the smarmy Neil Kellerman in the original movie, he's going to direct it. The musical will offer a longer, deeper, more nuanced version of the characters they fell in love with in the film.
Congratulations. It was shallow and stupid to begin with.
It hasn't. This is not the first time. Playbill notes that it first saw a theatrical run in Australia in 2004, followed by a five-year run in London starting in 2006, followed by two revivals. Broadway has proved more elusive. The North American mini-tour, publicized as pre-Broadway, was launched in 2006. And they say if the movie does well on Broadway, chances are you're going to see it in the Paramount in every other town.
I would think it would do well, because the people that still think Dirty Dancing is a good movie, to me, are probably the people that enjoy going to theater. And I say this because of my wife, right? So she has no problem going to theater. I have a problem going to the theater. She does not. She thinks Dirty Dancing is great, whether it's nostalgic or she still likes it.
Was the movie a musical?
There's Dirty music Dancing? In it, but it was not a musical.
Okay.
Like,
it's
not
a movie. There's a lot of songs, and it's more about dancing. Well, it's Dirty Dancing.
It is, in fact, Dirty Dancing.
Not, was like, there any Dirty Dancing?
Yeah, well, I mean, according to the camp, it was all Dirty Dancing. They weren't supposed to do that in there.
Yeah.
That's what she found out if you go late night where all the staff hangs out. That's where you see the Dirty Dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Hold this watermelon.
And by the way, some other movies that people think are overrated. Grease.
I don't like that movie. I just know a lot about it. Mike just shot me a look.
Yeah, Grease was overrated, and I saw my kid's school do a performance of it last Christmas. Blade Runner 2049. I enjoyed it, but if you don't like it, you ain't got to like it.
I'd put American Psycho in there, too.
Oh, really?
What?
I've tried a couple times, and I just can't do it.
I love that movie, but I'm a sicko.
Napoleon Dynamite, definitely overrated.
Yeah, I agree.
I like that movie.
I agree.
Now, this one, look, I don't feel bad for it, all right? So, they're bringing up Friday the 13th, but not Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th, Jason Takes Manhattan. Listen, man.
It got weird then, man.
It's right there in the name that says this is going to be a steaming pile of garbage. I mean, like some movies you go into, Jason Takes Manhattan, you know it's not going to be good.
All right, Miles, I think you'll know the answers to this. Best sports movie of all time.
Oh, wow.
Any Given Sunday?
I mean, Caddyshack.
Caddyshack.
Worst sports movie of all time.
Caddyshack.
Too. Yes.
Oh, Caddyshack.
So, I mean,
too.
Comedies that try to do a sequel sometimes.
That is a little tough. Did they do more than one Hangover or My Imagination?
They did three. Maybe four.
I don't know that I saw the other one.
The second one, they're in Bangkok.
Okay. Yes. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Is it any good?
It's pretty much the same movie.
It's the same movie, but They didn't try to do anything special, so I still liked it.
That was okay. The first one that I actually just started watching movies because, you know, it had to go up there, and my buddy had gone to see it, and he said it was so great. I said, is it actually good? Because from what I can see, it's like, oop, we've done it again. He says, that's exactly what it is. Do not go in there expecting anything other than the exact same movie and okay. enjoy it. And I did. It was a great movie.
They also all self-admit it was a cash grab, and there was no way you could turn down the money they were offered to do that movie.
I mean, I think Top Gun did a good job with it, right?
Sure.
People I watched love it on that flight, movie. And I was like, I think one of you guys were like, is it cheesy? I was like, oh, yeah. But it's not, like, too cheesy, but it's enough cheesy enough where it's like, we've got to acknowledge how douchey some of these scenes are.
someone else says, Last of the Mohicans. I hate that movie. And, Ted, this is going to piss you off.
Don't say Glory.
No.
Oh, damn.
Says, any of the Godfather movies overrated?
Full disagree.
I mean, right, you want to talk Godfather 3, that's fine.
Yeah. See, I told you, don't get worked up, man.
Easy, Ted.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Okay, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is playing Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Don't know the guy personally, but his name is Gary. Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, my brother.
Hola. Hola. Gary, welcome to the program. And your guess is as good as mine.
I love it.
Oh, you know what? I think you're really going to like this one, man.
Yeah, I just have a
I'm
sneaky
gonna
suspicion.
I'm going to be there, brothers.
Nice.
Okay. You know, a lot of people accuse us of, you know, just putting out a beer just so we can throw a party. They might not be wrong.
No, absolutely not. And, of course, helping out our friends at the Fisher House. All right, Gary, in honor of the brand new beer getting set to launch, the categories, we have the 10 most popular beer styles in the world. They say there's over 100 distinct styles of beer from light blonde ales to creamy stouts around the world, but these are the 10 most popular styles in the world. And the next category is all about the barbecue. Which U.S. city should you pick to be at the top of your barbecue bucket list? They have picked the top 10 cities in the United States if you enjoy barbecue. So, Gary, are you going to go beer or barbecue on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
There's no barbecue on my bucket list. I want a bucket of beer, brothers.
All right. Gary, you know how the game is played.
I need a bucket of barbecue.
You know, I would. If they just put it in a bucket and said, will you eat this?
Go to KFC then. Ha!
I mean, I was at a place in Dallas. We ordered a trough.
Wow. I'm assuming it's exactly what they say it is.
Huh. Interesting.
Oink, oink, oink.
All right, Gary, you know styles of beer. These are the 10 most popular in the world. What is your first guess on the 10 most popular beer styles in the world?
You got to go with the lager. I know it's in there.
Lager's number one.
Yeah, that is number one.
They say some wine styles are quite obscure and hard to find, but others like the American lager are just the opposite. They are everywhere. American lagers are bottom fermented with lager yeast, which produce light, refreshing beers with little to no aromas.
Miles.
You won't find hop or malt aromas. These lagers are straightforward and easy to drink. Some examples of the American lager. That would include Budweiser, Coors Original, the Grain Belt Premium Lager, Miller High Life.
All right.
You get the idea. And Gary, because we're on the subject, number two on the list is the International Lager. And since they're both lagers, I'm going to give you that.
That's fair.
So right. It's a two-for-one deal.
They call it international lager?
They do. Very similar to American lagers, but in their own category.
Huh.
International lagers are uncomplicated and always refreshing, never complicated, and with little aroma. They are also fermented with lager yeast and have low alcohol by volume, between about 4.6 and 6%.
Yeah.
And as with American lagers, these popular beers are not... they're more, I guess, worldwide. And often quite inexpensive. For an example, you have the Moretti's of the world.
Yep.
As far as Italian beers. You have Corona Extra, Red Stripe, Singha, Heineken, and even like Full Sail Session Premium Lagers, which is an international lager, although it's made here in the United States. Just got that flavor profile.
Yeah, it's made down in Oregon. I drove past it down there by Hood River.
They have some great beer. All right, Gary, so with one guess, you've got two out of the 10. What is your next guess on the 10 most popular beer styles in the world?
Well, you know, the Pilsner.
Number seven.
It's got to be in there.
It is, and it's number seven. The Pilsner style, born in the Czech Republic, and was first blonde-colored beer in history. Pilsner beers are an excellent transition beer if you want to go from industrial beer to craft beer. Examples include Pilsner or Kill, for an example.
Okay, all right.
Anything that is a lighter beer. Black Raven has a wonderful Pilsner.
Mm-hmm. Miller Lite.
Miller Lite. Yep. They also have a Pilsner with a squeeze of lime, if you head up to Black Raven, which is fantastic. All right, Gary, you're 3 for 3. What is your next guess? On your guess is as good as mine.
The famous Hefeweizen. That's got to be in there.
The Hefeweizen. The Hefeweizen is in there. That is number 6. It is considered a wheat beer.
Yep, for sure.
Wheat beers are crowd pleasers. They're made by adding wheat to the grain bill, which gives to the concoction a rich mouthfeel, aromas reminiscent of bread and tropical fruits. Sometimes they're hazy, sometimes they're milky. But either way, some of their examples include Hefeweizen's, Weiss Unser Original. I believe that Hofbräu has an amazing Hefeweizen, one of the first in the world. Goose Island, if you're in the Chicago area, they're 312 Urban Wheat Ale. All right, let's see.
I would think Blue Moon's got to be the most popular American.
I would think so. Yeah.
Hefeweizen. That is correct. What was the other one? Shock Top for a while, but I guess it kind of faded out.
Yeah,
that was bad.
Okay, so you got wheat beer, the Hefs, you got the Pilsner, and you got the lagers. What's next?
Well, we're going to have to go with the stouts, of course, like the Guinness. That's a traditional yummy.
Number 5 on the list, these dark, almost black beers are made with roasted malt, which imparts coffee, char, and chocolate aromas, and a creamy mouthfeel. I've been told that. Stouts are made with ale yeast, so they have a complex nose. Some of the examples, Deschutes, Obsidian Stout, North Coast Old Number 38. Yep. You've got Rogue Shakespeare Stout, Sierra Nevada Stout.
I like
stout.
A good stout, man. Yep. I really do, yeah.
That's
Obsidian is really good. That'll knock your socks off.
Okay.
That tends to happen with stouts.
Deschutes Brewery, good stuff.
All right, Gary, you got
the G.
You're halfway to home, man. You've got 5 of the 10 most popular beer styles in the world. The American Lager, the International Lager, Stouts, the Hefeweizen Wheat Beers, and Pilsners. So what is going to be your next guess?
Let's see. This is going to be tough because I'm running out of ideas here. Let's see.
You got ales, you got porters.
Yeah, we got to have a porter because, God darn it, that's what we're doing.
That's the whole point of this. The porter is number 8 on the list. Yes, Gary, that is correct. This English style of dark beer is very similar to the stouts, but it's lighter and less intense. They're deep red hued instead of black and have a thinner foam. Examples include Anchor Porter, Deschutes Black Butt Porter, Founders Porter,
right there.
Men's Room Ola Days Porter from Black Raven.
This will
Brewing
be my
Company.
Next favorite, of course.
Yes, it will be.
I'm a big porter fan. Man, stouts and porters, I am down.
With Grandma's Rum Balls. All right, you got 6 out of 10. Gary, what's your next guess here on the 10 most popular beer styles in the world?
We got to go with the ales. Ales are in there.
The pale ale?
We can go with pale if that's what you like. I like ales. There's lots of them, but ales, I don't know. There you go. Ales.
I think
pale
you have to be specific good. With the ale.
What would
buddy.
You consider to be an ale
All right,
beer?
Let's go pale ale.
All right, number 3. I was going to say, what do you consider an ale?
Oh, there's like Scottish ales. All right, okay. Dark ales.
All right, fair enough. Okay, the American pale ale.
Yeah, don't go Bubba on us. Yeah, here we
Does
go.
Does that count IPAs, Miles?
No.
Pale ale? No.
This is the American.
So I would go
pale
with IPAs because they're also pretty big and popular.
Yeah, I haven't got to those yet, but we're getting there.
Okay.
Well, we got to get some answers.
Well, let's go with IPA then, brother.
Number
there you
4,
go. See, I got you.
Like the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. There's a perfectly good example of a delicious India pale ale.
Agreed.
And in fact, it's sitting here on my patio deck right next to me.
Nice.
Excellent. I got a 6-pack waiting for me at home for the game tonight.
All right, you're 8 of 10. And so far, Gary, no strikes against you. There are 2 different style beers left in the category of the 10 most popular beer styles in the world. One, if you were listening earlier on the show, I admitted I can't stand them.
Oh, darn. Yeah, I was thinking about that, too. Gosh, darn it. Because I was like, I don't like the sours. Nah.
I gave you the clue.
I would go sours, then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The sour beer is pretty.
10 on the list. All right,
that's
Gary.
Still,
I don't like
that. Is the 10 most popular beer style in the world.
Wow, that surprises me.
There is one more ale style out there.
My gosh. Okay?
You kind of touched on it a little bit. There are different categories of this, but this one is pretty specific. I want to say that Georgetown makes it sometimes seasonally. They have a charity beer that's based around this one. It's a limited release, but they definitely do this one. Steve, you used to be a big fan of this style back in the day.
Was I drinking? I don't want to say it out loud.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Man, I'm trying to think of a good example.
Georgetown, I'm trying to think. I might have seen the can somewhere.
So it's an ale,
on the shelf.
But the ale is described with a color.
That's correct.
I'm thinking, is it a color?
It's a color.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I used to drink that. God, I forgot
about
that.
There is a brand, and I know the English love it.
Examples. Examples include Full Sail Amber, the Deschutes Cinder Cone Red, the Kona Lava Man Red, and the North Coast Red Seal
Red
Ale.
Red Ale, my
there
brother.
You go, American Red, Red and Brown Ale. Very good, guys.
Yeah.
What's the popular one, Phil, that everybody drinks?
What, Red Ale?
Or Brown Ale?
It was like Newcastle. I think it might be Newcastle.
Yeah. I'm picturing the same thing you are, and I was racking my brain. Like, what is the name of this? Yeah, I used to drink the hell out of that.
Gary, he nails it. And no strikes against him. He ran the table. So very good.
That's our kind of listener.
Speaking of, coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Send The Men's Room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com. And scoop up some delicious Men's Room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
Years ago, I didn't get in trouble for this, but the first house I lived in after I moved out of my parents' house, three-story row home in Baltimore, no big deal. Like, five of us lived there officially, probably seven of us lived there unofficially. But anytime you could get alone time, you would take it, man. So the one thing any of us would do, you just climbed up on the roof, right? Had easy access. So I'm sitting on the roof, great view, and there's this lady walking down the street. She's probably about my age, like young 20s. She looks up. She sees me. Most people do not look up when they walk, as a fact, right? But she sees me, and she kind of smiles and says, like, you're not going to jump, are you? I'm like, oh, no, man, I'm just chilling. Like, it's a summer day. Everything's fine. And so she leaves. About 2 minutes later, cop comes up. She's back. So clearly she has now called 911 to say there's a potential jumper on the roof, which I was not. Again, I'm up there with a beer. I just want to relax. But now there's a cop down there. My neighbors are coming out of their houses, right? There's people I know. So now it's getting stupid. I keep yelling down to the cop. You know, he's trying to negotiate to make sure I stay calm. And I'm like, buddy, I'm calm, man. Like, trust me when I tell you this is a misunderstanding. I'm just up here to chill out. And now there are 30 people on the street. There's a cop car. You're calling for backup. I just wanted to relax. Like, this is the opposite of what I was trying to do. So it takes about 10 minutes because I'm trying to assure him. And to this cop's credit, man, the whole time, keeping eye contact, like, son, you know, whatever's going on, man. I'm like, guys, there's nothing going on. I just want to chill out after work. Not believe me, but when I go to stand up, because I'm going to stand up, walk back into the house, go down to the front door. And
all right, that's what I was going to ask. Like, yeah.
But, you know, but the conversation's going on. But every time I moved, you know, and just naturally, you'll kind of reverse your leg position. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You do that, and I'm like, oh, every time. So when I stood up, and again, just to get back in the house, I stand up, and everyone sees me. They think, this is the moment. He's going to jump. So now there's this massive scream from the street, and I'm just looking down there like, Jesus Christ, man. Finally, I go down, I open the door, the cop grabs me. I'm like, dude, relax. It takes about 10 minutes to convince him. And part of what helped is I had two roommates get home at this time, and they're kind of smiling. And they're like, do you know this guy? And they're like, yeah, man, he's our roommate. And he was up on the roof. And so they explained, listen, just as a rule in this house, man, if anyone climbs up on the roof, it's just to get away and chill out and probably enjoy a beer. But this took forever for it to go. But then every time I left the house, anytime you saw a neighbor, you know, they looked so sad.
Are you okay?
When they looked at, are you okay? I'm like, dude, I was. I honestly was. I had a decent day at work. I was sitting on the roof. I'm chilling out. And
I mean,
then,
it would just be odd to see somebody on a roof. I'm just thinking nowadays.
You're not wrong.
If I'm just driving through a neighborhood and there's just they're not working.
Sitting on a roof, you're right.
There's a dude sitting on, I would be like, what's going on, man?
I mean, look, you know what, man? No one's wrong about this.
I disagree. Hey. Well, where I grew up, there was a lot of houses with dormer windows. So those were on the second.
The super slanted ones?
Yeah, you know, they kind of come out of the little, like, if you're up in the top floor inside, they have their little holes, you know what I'm saying? But the roof is still below that.
Yeah.
And you go down there and sit on the roof all the time. I mean, it's only one floor down.
Right, right.
When you're
you ain't going to hurt yourself on one floor.
Yeah, but people would go up there and chicks in the neighborhood would, like, sunbathe up there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You'd sit up there with your buddy. Like, I had a couple friends that had that style Cape Cod house. And, yeah, you got on the roof all the time.
I mean, look.
Because our bedroom window opened up on the roof.
If I'm driving through, like, the fraternity district in the U district,
mm-hmm.
right, where all the fraternity houses are.
Yeah.
There's five dudes up there in lawn chairs I might just guess, oh, they're ripping beers.
If they're in a lawn chair, I would ignore it. You're right.
But I'm just picturing, like,
I'm sitting with my, like, it's a, take a shoebox and make it vertical. That's the shape of the house. I'm sitting on top. And to be fair, the way I'm sitting, my feet are hanging over the front, right? So the roof, the roof is just your seat. And like, and I'm just hanging, but we've done it a million times. It's just this girl saw it on this day. And I got this big ass response, and the whole time I'm like, my God.
I will
dude.
Say this, that would terrify me because I know those are three stories, and yeah. they still have a half story before you even get to the first. So it's really technically
you
three,
are correct, yeah.
three and a half stories tall.
I was super tall.
I would freak out if I was up there. I'd be like, hey, man, you need to back up there because you're going to give me a panty.
But you just got used to it. You know, it's just kind of what we did. And you're right, Ted. I mean, everything about it looks suspicious.
And honestly, my mind's just racing out. I'm trying to think of my age at 43. Like, if I'm just sitting on a roof, like, I don't know. I would have to have like a sign like, just drinking beer.
I'm married. Just, man, I got kids. Something.
Just something, because you're right. It would make, like, dude's not putting
She's
up Christmas
driving
lights.
Me crazy.
But I'm not doing, I'm literally, just, you know what? Looking back, I absolutely look like a guy that was going to, you just don't think about it because you're just relaxing. We can see the city skyline. Like, where we, it was great, man.
It's also funny as it's Baltimore, where like, we would sit on the stoop for hours on end drinking beers and nobody gave it a second thought.
Nope.
What did you do, and what was the punishment you received? 206-803-ROCK.
Which I'm pretty sure is illegal.
To drink beer on a stoop? It's your home.
Yeah, but the way the city did it, it depends on the city. Because
they kind of own the sidewalk. They own...
They do, but it turns into, like, two dudes sitting, four dudes standing. All, everybody has an open container, and back then, we probably were drinking a 40 of Mickey's. I'm just like, it was allowed, but I can't...
Right.
Technically, it's probably more illegal than him sitting on the roof.
You weren't all on the steps. It's like the party is like the island in your kitchen. So everyone gathers around the stairs. And yeah, two or three dudes are sitting there, but everyone else is standing around on the sidewalk. Right. Oh, you're right. But they never complain.
And here's the other aspect of it. As far as parking goes, yes, there's Front Street parking, but there's always an alley that runs behind those row homes.
Yeah.
And that's where you would maybe pull your car in behind your home. And there's a little backyard area. There's a little courtyard area. A lot of people have decks.
If you want to call that a yard.
I've never seen anybody in my life, in the 10 years I lived there, spend any time in the backyard of their row home.
No, it's a cement block where the rats hang out.
Yeah, it's
you put your Weber
correct.
Grill out
that's
there.
That's where all the garbage is.
Yeah, that's you grill. You, I mean, we were psychos. Again, everybody was going to college. Everybody's 21.
Yeah.
But we would take our TV out there and a couch, and these are crummy couches.
Of course.
So we would sit out there and watch movies, and then usually around midnight the cops would come by and be like, you gotta turn the movie off.
And by the way, someone here says, I was given a warning from the city of Bellevue for sitting on my roof with my roommates with lawn chairs.
Yeah, I mean, it seems fun. Like, if I'm driving by any neighborhood, or I'm just thinking about the neighborhood by us.
Yeah.
Nicer neighborhood. But if there's just two dudes up there like, honk, we're drinking, I'd be like, sweet.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host... Head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. It's getting to be that time of year. Kids are getting fired up. So are adults. They're going to parties. They're putting on costumes. Halloween is around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would also venture to say that's just the candy heaviest time of year.
I would hope so.
Obviously for children.
Yeah.
And then people that have children end up eating candy.
That is correct.
People that don't have children buy candy on November 1st because it's half off.
And they can eat candy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I feel like whoever you are, like, you get around Halloween, like, you have some candy.
Now, why is it that at Halloween, I feel like, for the most part, we try to do a good job with the candy, right? And then the other candy heavy holiday is Easter, and we're like, F it, here's some sweet tarts. You know what I mean? Like, no one really hands out chocolate on, maybe get a chocolate bunny. But other than that, it seems like you get all
the
those
Reese's
kind of
have the little eggs, the chocolate eggs.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a couple things.
There is a couple things, yeah. And you're right. And Christmas.
Jelly beans.
When I was a kid, like, you'll get some candy in your stocking.
Sure.
But Christmas seems much more of like there's cookies and brownies and stuff around.
And the truth is, the kids want the gifts. You give them a cigar, they're like, yeah, cool. I want to open the gifts.
Yeah. And then Thanksgiving, you have pies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on. All right. So this has been over 17 years they've been doing this. We'll start with top-selling candies for every state. We'll start outside the top 10, all right? In Tennessee and in Idaho, what do you think their number one is?
Candy corn.
No, no, no. It's a legit one.
Snickers.
Good call. It is Snickers.
I'll be damned.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you. I don't need applause.
How did you know that?
I didn't.
Okay.
But he said legit, and I'm like, okay. So it's one of like three.
I don't think Idaho's had a Snickers in years, though. They seem a little angry. Tennessee. I mean, I don't know. First of all, Snickers is just a good bar.
It is.
Yeah, especially when you're hangry.
Also, I would say this. That another nice thing about Halloween, and I know as a kid, you're obsessed with getting a full-size bar.
Of course.
Which is a lot more prevalent these days.
Actually, they just did a study where a lot of the kids did not want the full-size bar, but it's the same theory as when kids are really little. You can hand them a dollar, and when you're done with them, they take six pennies because there's more. So they said the kids felt better grabbing like the little bite-sized Snickers.
Yeah.
And when you gave them a King bar, they're like, yeah, I don't want all this, which is nuts to me.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I kind of prefer eating, like, you could eat three different kinds of fun-size bars.
Yeah,
that's or just one or the other. And I also feel like when I was a kid, I was more apt to eat more candy if they were fun-size. If I sat there with three whole candy bars, my mom would have been like, you can't eat all that.
Right, right.
Let's get into some little odd ones. Georgia and South Dakota. I like this candy. I'll give you a hint. It takes forever to eat. Because you got
caramels.
Not Tootsie Rolls.
Jolly Ranchers.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
that's not bad.
I like a Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, I don't mind the Jolly Rancher.
That's one of the sweet candies I actually like.
I like Jolly Ranchers. When's the last time you had one?
A couple years ago.
You had one last night?
Yeah.
For real?
Which, you had an hour to kill?
Well, my wife and I went for a walk, stopped at 7-Eleven, got some Jolly Ranchers.
You ever had the Jolly Rancher Chews?
Yes.
What do you get, green apple or watermelon?
I got cherry.
Oh,
okay, yeah.
I like Jolly Rancher. I just feel like sometimes I get bored, like, all right, I'm done with this.
Yeah, you eventually spit it out or just crunch it.
These are out. Miles, the only state that likes Tootsie Pop bestseller was New Jersey.
Right. Really?
Yep.
Come on, New Jersey. Yeah, when you get the middle, it looks like crap.
Thrill, your favorite hard candy?
Blow Pop.
O-H-I-O. Ohio. Oh. I don't know why I can't say Ohio right there.
Wait, did you just spell Ohio to me because your mouth wouldn't say Ohio?
Yes.
I was like, O-H-I-O. I thought it was a clue.
I almost said
it. Just spelled Ohio.
Yeah.
That is a weird condition. I'm from A-R-K-A-N-S-A-S.
Where are you from? All right, now let's get to the top 10. Now, this has multiple states. Again, these were the top-selling Halloween candies over 17 years. Arkansas, Massachusetts, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Virginia, and the Wisconsin Badges.
Is it a chocolate or a gummy candy?
This is a, it has chocolate involved.
Chocolate is involved.
Reese's.
Nope.
Damn it.
No, chocolate's involved. I'm guessing
number 10 on the list. Miles mentioned it earlier.
Tootsie Roll.
Butterfinger.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yep. Number 9 on the list. Let's see, but number 1 in Hawaii, Nevada, Rhode Island, and West Virginia.
Spam.
Whoppers.
Hershey mini bars.
Okay. What? You know, man, there's no...
It's like the four squares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like all eating a plain chip, right? Everyone buys all the flavors, and every once in a while, you go back, you get a plain chip, and you're like, they're delicious. So when I get the Hershey, I'm like, you forget what it's like to just eat chocolate.
I'd rather have a Mr. Goodbar or
boring.
Crackle.
Right.
I'd rather have the mini fun
it's
bag.
It's not
just be able to
boring.
Get a dark chocolate. Yes, he's right.
Right, but hang on now. We can't confuse, right? I think that they're more talking about fun size instead of like the bite size.
Yeah.
Right, so if you just have a bite of the Snickers one, that's fine. The fun size one, that's four squares of quality Hershey chocolate.
Agreed.
I'm a thrill. Delicious. Sometimes you let it one square just sit in your mouth and let it melt.
I never said it didn't taste good. I'm saying it's boring.
Do you think in that form, dark is better than milk?
No.
I prefer milk. I like dark chocolate better, I think.
Well, I like dark chocolate better 100. Now, but I'm in my 40s.
Yeah, that changes. Yeah. That definitely changes.
Something happens to your tongue.
Next on the list is Hershey Kisses. Those were number 1 in Arizona and Colorado.
Don't excite me.
I thought that's when you left a tread in your underwear.
All right. I know you guys are going to be pissed off about this. And it was number 1 in Maryland and in Utah. Maryland, I don't know how you got in here with Utah. Two different totally states. But think more
wafers.
Think more of Utah for this boring candy. I enjoy it. Nobody else here likes it.
Circus peanuts.
Candy corn.
Oh God.
Come on.
You're eating a candle.
You are.
You're eating a candle.
All right, number 1 in Minnesota, North.
Spell it.
New Mexico. I don't know why I said North.
North Mexico. Better Mexico.
And North Dakota. I'm putting the letters in the wrong spots. All right, so New Mexico, North Dakota, Minnesota doesn't really fit with them.
Is it fruity? Is it chocolatey?
This is a chewy candy.
Starburst.
Nope.
Gummies.
Think New Mexico.
New Mexico.
New Mexico. Tamales.
Hot tamales.
Hot tamales.
Hot tamales.
Really? There you go. Right.
That's their favorite?
Yep.
Did you never like the Atomic Fireball or Red Hots?
No. Those didn't bother me too much, but the hot tamales, to me, I'm like, do you want me to egg your house?
I never liked hot tamales. I was always a Mike and Ike guy.
I don't like those either.
I don't want spice with my candy.
I'm with you. But, you know.
Oh, but chocolate's boring, bud. But can't add spice to your candy.
I want
to
spice it up, not spice it up.
Pick a lane. All right.
Fine.
Five on the list. For number one in Indiana and Michigan. Again, gummy candy.
Starburst?
Fish.
Starburst.
Ah,
I love a Starburst, man.
That little two-pack you get at Halloween.
Yeah.
Again, like, I would.
That's
I can't,
OP.
I don't remember the last time I bought, like, a tube of Starburst, but that little two-pack, it's like, get in here, you crazy.
Have you tried the minis?
Yes.
I can't get into the minis.
But do they taste different, or you just don't like the size in your mouth?
It bothers me, yes.
Yeah, but it's like a whole giant bag of them.
It is. So, like, you get, then I feel
Starburst,
like a fat ass grabbing, like, a handful.
Starburst, yeah, I know, I feel you. Starburst is kind of like the Reese's company, or Reese's brand.
Yeah.
Right? You had peanut butter cups, then there was Fast Break bars, now, like, half the candy aisle. So Starburst did the same thing, right? You always had Starburst, then they were like, hey, we're going to make something sour. Then they came out with those minis, then they had gummies, now they have like Starburst Air Puffs.
Really?
It's just,
oh, yeah.
The minis feel like you had one Starburst to share with your friends, so you cut it up into fours.
I also, we talk about this, I feel like
so you're micro-starbursting.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Number three on the list, but number one in Alaska, Delaware, Illinois, Maine, Nebraska, New York, and Texas.
Swedish fish.
Close.
Gummy bears.
What if those fish were misbehaving?
Oh, they're Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah.
Those are bomb, dude.
Yeah. We had a list once where it was like what they're called in other countries, and one was just like very bad children.
Wasn't that Germany?
Or something, yeah.
Yeah. Was,
so you ever see
bad
the giant
children.
Sour Patch Kid?
I have seen those, yes.
Yeah. It's a little bit taller. I like Sour Patch Kids.
They also have different like fruit flavors. They'll have like a strawberry or a watermelon one.
You could get a bag of just watermelon.
Those are really good, dude.
All right, Miles, you're not going to be happy because it's number two on the list, but it's number one in Florida, Kentucky, New Hampshire, and Wyoming.
Reese Cup.
Reese Cup.
Yeah.
All right.
Reese's Campman 2.
Yep.
Which is my favorite, I have to admit. There are other candy bars I like, but I mean as far as the tried and true.
Consistently from childhood to now.
Yeah. And Miles, you brought up a point earlier in the show. You were like, if you buy candy at a store, you're more than likely to buy Reese's, like a Reese's Cup, and you're right. Like, I feel like you eat fun-sized candy bar, or for me, but like, if I go to the store to buy a candy bar, it's probably going to be a pack of Reese's.
Or like one of the big cups.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, man. Those that one crazy. With the Reese's, or the little miniature ones in there.
Sometimes they have pretzels in the middle. It's crazy.
And then number one on the list, number one in California, Iowa, Kansas, North Carolina, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Vermont, Washington State, and Washington, D.C.
Milky Way.
M&M's.
M&M's.
I don't have the knowledge here if they broke down, if it's just any version of M&M's, because you have peanuts, you have regular.
Almond.
Yeah.
The almond ones. Like, that's how you, like, I buy those around Christmas, because you're just spending a little bit more.
The fudge ones.
Special time of the year.
I'll be getting that. Also, I've never looked at the price, but just because they have an almond in there, to me, they feel fancier.
Mm-hmm. Head Chef, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Shot of the Day is coming up here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listening to The Men's Room.
Reach out to The Men's Room on the socials, at Men's Room Live, and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Big W is the game, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the bedroom.
Hola.
Hola.
Mike, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Sober.
All right, Mike. Welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll, eliminate one. Daylight saving time, cleaning, Valentine's Day, or getting sick?
Getting sick.
All right. Seems to be doing well today.
All right, Mike. Your question. What were Americans protesting during the Boston Tea Party?
Great Britain ruling.
Taxes.
Yep, taxation without representation. Now it represents Washington, D.C.
Correct.
You have no representation, but we want to collect your money.
And Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but at least Puerto Rico isn't in the 48 and isn't the capital.
Right. They're taxing these people. Oh, no, you can't have representatives, but we're going to take your money to fund other people's things.
And remember, they used to. I don't know if they still do it, but for years, there was a senator from D.C., but she didn't get to vote.
Yeah,
she just got to hang out and, like, give speeches on the Hill.
Because technically, it's a territory, and that's the issue. So if you're a territory, Puerto Rico, Guam, Washington, D.C., you get a representative in Congress, but they have no voting power. So basically, they're meaningless.
Yeah.
All right, your question. P.J. Clapp is the birth name of what Jackass member?
Steve-O?
Johnny Knoxville.
Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Ted?
Well, I just knew his name was not Johnny Knoxville.
Well, yeah. That's a safe bet. All right, Mike. Transom, poop, and keel are all parts of what? Transom, poop, and keel.
Parts of... just something.
Parts of something. Boom. Ted got it. Now, if Ted can get it, anyone can get it.
I have no clue, to be honest.
Is that a boat?
It's a boat.
I only knew that because of the keel.
And the poop, as in the poop deck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's where you poop.
Keel. Oh,
I thought the poop deck was the toilet. All right, your question.
We have a bathroom, sir. This is not the poop deck.
Well, it's in the name.
You're misleading.
According to the Gospels, what did the wise men bring? White claw and wild turkey.
Oh, no.
Heard you had a baby.
I brought the party.
A cheese tray from Costco.
One of them is an impractical joker.
Good call, Mike.
I don't know, treasure?
Right, but what do they bring? They brought gold,
yep,
frankincense, and myrrh.
And myrrh. What is myrrh?
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that.
A weasel?
No, me either. A ferret?
Now, did each one of them bring an individual thing? So, in other words, this wise man brought gold, this guy brought frankincense,
correct,
this guy brought myrrh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, two of them are getting kicked out, and brother that brought me gold, you can hang.
What do you do with any of that crap then?
Well, gold is gold.
Myrrh is a fragrant gum resin obtained from certain trees and used especially in the Near East in perfumery medicines.
Oh.
And incense.
I think you could have just brought a pizza.
Well, and one of them was a psychedelic. I forget if it was frankincense or myrrh that the Greeks used to use.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, Mary, you won't trip.
I mean, this sounds like anybody that's ever eaten a mushroom, but there's a lot of similarities, dude, in the Bible. Staring at burning bushes, mm-hmm, this and that, talking to animals.
And like Noah, again, we talked about this before, like, Noah, you had one job, why are they two male lions, dumbass?
I like how Miles would just bring a pizza.
Yeah, I mean, look, the hardest thing to do is when you have a newborn is to cook. So
that's
bring
true
over, like, you know, some kind of dish, maybe a lasagna, I don't know.
I mean, I'm with you, but they would have stoned you to death.
For a lasagna?
For a pizza?
They haven't tried it yet.
If you showed up at 1 AD with a pizza, they'd be like, what the hell is this?
What about a lasagna?
Dude, he'd have been a king.
Just
like,
try
oh
it.
My God, this
just
is tremendous.
They would have loved it, but it would have freaked them out so bad.
I would have brought a high chair, mm-hmm, a box of, I'm thinking of all the crap people brought. I had a kid, nobody brought me gold.
A car seat, those are expensive.
A car seat, yeah.
Diaper genie.
Yeah.
I would have bought a 50 cal and ruled them all.
I'm just saying, man.
I'm the king now. Yeah, screw you, Roman Empire. I have a 50 cal.
What up?
All right.
And Miles brought a pizza.
Right.
I'm the head of the party.
That's true. You are the
people
man.
Are like, thanks, man.
Dude, this is real. Whatever this is, this is
good.
Like
that famous
Domino's really has up their ingredients.
Remember saying, it's like that famous Ozzy Osbourne cut where he's like, I never had pizza. I ate it every
New
day.
New York City or whatever.
Right, gained a bunch of weight. I'm just saying, to them, the idea of melted cheese, like, it would blow their mind.
Yeah, they would think it is divine. Like, clearly the gods have made this. All right, your question, multiple choice. How many hurdles are there in the 400-meter hurdle race? 6, 8, 10, or 12?
8.
12?
10.
10, jeez.
Ted, try not to scream out the answer to this question.
Okay.
Ricky, Julian, and Bubbles are characters from what TV show?
Powerpuff Girls?
Oh, come on, man.
I know where it was going.
Trailer Park Boys.
Trailer Park Boys.
I get it.
Oh,
you know
I've never
that.
Watched that.
Yeah, Bubbles to me. That's a giveaway.
Bubbles threw me off too there, Mike.
Do you know how bad his eyesight is now?
For real?
Just from wearing those glasses.
Well, remember when we interviewed him, he was like, are you done filming? Can I please take these off?
Oh, yeah. All right. Your question, what is the name of Kathy Bates' character in the movie Misery?
Yeah. I've seen that movie so many times, but
Ball Crusher!
Good Lord.
That's just a nickname. Madam Ball Crusher, the table for two.
I don't know.
Annie.
Annie, that's right. God dang it.
Annie, are you okay? Are you okay?
Annie Ball Crusher Wilkes.
Yes, that was her name.
She was not okay.
No, she was not.
All right, your question. What event inspired Herbert Morrison's famous quote, "Oh, the humanity"?
Herbert from Morgantown, West Virginia.
Was he?
Really?
Yep. He used to work at the radio station that I worked at when I first started out.
Impressive vocab.
Then he got a job in New Jersey, which is kind of the hint on this question.
Mm-hmm.
Eastwood knows.
Yes, he does. He saw a disaster in the sky.
Fujifilm knows.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy Page knows.
Was it the Hindenburg?
Boom!
No.
All right.
It's a Jimmy Page one.
Jimmy Page, yeah. I put it over the top.
couldn't have walked him home faster if we had him by the hand.
It's kind of funny. I could name Goodyear every blimp there is. You say Jimmy Page. He's like, oh, yeah, blimps. Who's that blimp? Of course.
Email the guys at themensroom at mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Gordon, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast the Hornsea United Reformed Church of East Yorkshire, England. Now, earlier this week, the church hosted a harvest festival for local 6 and 7 year olds from a local school. And the festival offered food, games, prizes, everything else that you'd expect, including music. And the kids, of course, they were urged to sing along for what I'm sure was a rousing rendition of the song, We Plow the Fields and Scatter. I've never heard the song myself, but I guess it's a little kid song. And for these kids, if you didn't know the words, well, the church staff member, they used a laptop to project the lyrics onto the screen, like follow the bouncing ball kind of thing. Well, unfortunately, instead of lyrics, the little kids were shown hardcore porn.
Oh.
Now, witnesses said the children were, quote, gobsmacked and did not know where to look. Yes, they did. Now, the church has apologized, and they promised an investigation. So I'm going to help them out. Your church staff member's into butt stuff. Case closed.
Mm-hmm. How old were the kids?
6 and 7 years old.
It's amazing they could follow the bouncing ball in the first place.
I know. I actually thought the same thing. Yep. Like, pretty impressive. 6 and 7, you can follow along with this tune. And so I think they got a few seconds of the song, and then whatever homeboy was into popped up on the screen. And the kids' mouths left the gape. And you know it was good stuff because church officials called it utter filth. I'm like, oh, that's the good stuff, man. Yeah.
Plow the fields, kids. Mm.
Yeah,
I've never heard that song.
You know, I looked up the lyrics. It's a religious song. It's like, we plow the field. I don't remember, but yeah, I read it. I'm like, I'm not familiar with this. But I am familiar with porn.
And plowing.
So let's drink. We pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.